Welcome to My Aligned Purpose Podcast. My name is Nicole Krohn. I am co-CEO of our company along with my biz bestie, Kayla Pilecki. Together, we replaced our full-time salaries with our online business, and now we show women from around the globe how to do the same thing. I am a teacher of neuro-linguistic programming, online business, and a huge lover of all things manifestation, spirituality, and energetics. If you came to this podcast because you're looking to exit your 9-to-5 to start and grow and expand your online business, then you've arrived to the right place. In our first 3 years, we became a 7-figure company, and we've supported over 1,000 women through our signature programs, Aligned CEO Method and Aligned Business School. Here on TGIM, I support you with your mindset, money, motivation, energetic upgrades, and all things online business. My desire is that from listening to these episodes, you're motivated to start that side hustle, begin the podcast, write the book, and quit that soul-sucking office job you don't love anyway. I'm here to show you every step of the way. We've heard from so many that our podcast is binge-worthy material, and so we trust you'll feel the same way. Leave it to me to provide you with all of the vision expansion tools, confidence, and a dose of humor that you need to attract the people, places, experiences, and things in your life that you desire. Thank you for listening to our show, and now let's get into the good stuff. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of TGIM. Thank goodness it's Monday. I'm your host, Nicole Krohn, one half of My Aligned Purpose here. And I'm really excited to bring you this brief little mindset swap for you today here on our Monday Mindset episode. If you're new here on Mondays on this particular segment, I like to talk about all things mindset, manifestation, entrepreneurship, spirituality, energetics, all of the fun side of business. And then together on Thursdays, Kayla, the other half of My Aligned Purpose, is my biz bestie. Her and I come together and we talk about the behind the scenes conversations that we're often having as two women who have started and grown a very successful online business. When I say online business, we do everything online. And that's what we love to help other women do as well, is take your passion, what you love to do in the real world. That's why we seem to attract so many teachers and doctors and coaches and naturopaths, acupuncturists, RMTs, people who see people in real life and love what they do, counselors, and they're capped at their one-to-one model. They can't take another client because there's not another hour in the day. You might have a wait list. And so we love to work with women like you, if that is you, and help you take your business into the online space as well. You can keep your in-person practice or in-person classroom or whatever it is if you'd like. And if you want to fully transition into the online space, we're proof of doing that. I used to be a high school teacher. Kayla used to be a professional fundraiser. And then together, we've just moved everything into the online space because online gives you time freedom. It gives you location freedom, and then of course, financial freedom, because you can make sales from anywhere because the internet is always open and ready for business. We also love to support people who have businesses in the online space already, but are capped at one-to-one. And that comes from our own personal experience of the two of us coaching one-to-one, having over 40 clients one-to-one, just spending all of our days on Zoom. The freedom didn't really feel free. And so we figured there's got to be another way. We learned how to go into the one-to-many model. We now have two major ways that we support people in the online space. That's with Aligned CEO Method, which is our 12-month high-touch mentorship and mastermind program. This is our fourth year hosting that program. We love it so much. The women in there are up to really rad, cool things. And then if you're not quite ready for that level of mentorship and that level of masterminding with other women entrepreneurs, we have our foundational program, which is where most Aligned CEOs have started, and that's Aligned Business School. Aligned Business School has allowed us to help almost 100 women start and grow businesses in the online space with that one particular course. So there is a way to move from one-to-one to one-to-many. That's what Kayla and I talk about on Biz Besties on Thursdays. That was a really long way of saying that's what the two segments are about. But welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, I want to talk to you about your imagination. I think some of you are not giving yourselves enough time to be with that amazing little voice or imagery, however it appears for you in your mind's eye. Maybe you see things, maybe you hear them, whatever it is, your imagination is so powerful. And I think where a lot of people are cutting their manifestation short is we're often taught to visualize something or to script the future, to manifest and think about something that is in the future that you want to experience now or sooner than however long you think it's going to take. And the disconnect that I see with people that are not tapping into their imagination is that Say, for example, if you are trying to, let's just take the end of Q2. You're trying to visualize and manifest something for the end of spring as we move into summer. And if you are, say, scripting that or visualizing it or manifesting, whatever is your practice, your preference, I think the missing piece, and this comes from talking to so many women about where they're falling short in their manifestations and their mindset, is that you're not spending time in the version of you in that manifestation come to life. So what I mean is, I think if you're setting a goal, let's just say for the sake of a word that everybody knows, you're setting a goal for June 21st, it's the first day of summer, and by the first day of summer, you want to have X amount of people in your business, X amount of money in your bank account, you want to find the love of your life, whatever it may be, you are just like imagining that one scenario, but you're not allowing your imagination to go into, if that day was today, how would you live that day? And who would you be? And allow your imagination to go to that place now, rather than being in this moment now and thinking ahead to a scenario frozen in time in the future, because then you're not getting into the feeling. The feeling of that time, that experience in the future comes from allowing your imagination to go to that place to say, okay, if it was June 21st, 2024, where might I actually be? Okay, first day of summer, I love to celebrate the first day of summer at Dallas Road. Okay, so I'm at Dallas Road. I don't cut my manifestation off there. It's like, all right, what would I imagine it feels to be at Dallas Road? Dallas Road is in Victoria, British Columbia, where I live. It's a beautiful long stretch of beach. I would imagine that I could feel sand between my toes. I could hear the waves. I'd see people laughing and giggling and people coming down with their friends and some beverages and some food. That's a pretty common thing at Dallas Road. People grab their burgers or a burrito or something and they take their food and, you know, spread out a blanket at the beach. So I'd imagine that I'm looking around and I'm seeing that and I'm hearing people laughing. I think I want to be by myself. So I let my imagination go to like, this is a solo afternoon for me. I've got my blanket, my journal. If I was to put on my headphones, what would I want to listen to? Okay, I really like certain audiobooks and certain podcasters and depending on the day and the feeling, a certain playlist. And then, oh, I know for sure I would have an iced coffee with me, my water. What snacks do I like to have nearby? Okay, I'm really allowing my imagination to go there. And if you're like, but Nicole, all of that doesn't tell me how many people signed up to my business or how many books I've sold or how many podcast downloads I have or how much money's in my bank. You're just describing the day. It's like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. You have to get into the experience of who you are on the day or in the timeline of the thing that you're trying to call into your life. Who would you be? I actually, you know, the big dreams and goals and desires is that we want to double the amount of women inside of Align CEO Method. And so say you talk to me on June 21st and I say, yeah, we've got 50 women in that program right now. I would still be telling you that and celebrating that from Dallas Road at the beach with my iced coffee, looking around with my journal. I would imagine that I'm in shorts and a tank top. I like the sun on my skin. I would be able to tell you who I am with 50 women in the Align CEO Method. Who I am, what are my habits, what are my patterns, what are my behaviors? And when you leave your imagination out of the equation, you're leaving all the good stuff out. You're leaving out the juicy stuff. You're leaving out the fine print. And your manifestation, when it comes to life, you might not even know it if you've not practiced being who you will be when that experience comes to reality, when it comes to the 3D. This is where something like scripting is so cool, because you can choose a date and time. And scripting is a practice where you write something down and you choose a date, and preferably you do it repeatedly. And so you keep choosing the same date. All right, it's June 21st. It's a Friday. It's the first day of summer. It's the beginning of the weekend. The sky is high, the sun is out. And every time you write that scenario and you're not in a rush and you allow your imagination to, you put a few words on the paper and then you're like, and then what? What would I be eating? Mango would be so good. And if I could bump into anybody that day, who would it be? Like, I would love to see a friend that I haven't seen in a while. And she just happens to be at Dallas Road that day too. And our schedules haven't been working out. So maybe I bump into her for a little bit. Maybe that triggers something in your brain to think, oh, and if I bumped into her, she'd be able to connect me with so-and-so. And then that would continue to open up your mind and your imagination to the possibilities of what you could potentially be celebrating and manifesting and being excited about if you allow yourself to go there. But if you're just like, I'm going to manifest it and say that on June 21st, I've got 50 people in my program and that's it. And you've not spent any time being the you on June 21st or being the you with 50 people in your program, it will not come, or it will take such a long time to appear because you are here in this version and you're hoping to be there in that version. And these are two different frequencies, you being here and wanting that and you being over there and having that. You need to have that now. You need to know what that is now. And the quickest, fastest, best, most assured, 100% guaranteed way to do that is to let your imagination have free time. So I encourage everybody listening to this episode, this is your homework for the week. I want you to carve out, gosh, I really think give yourself some time, like 30, 45 minutes, sometime this week, preferably twice. Oh my gosh. Medal for you if you do it three times. And I want you to choose a date, not too far in the future. Again, you might work with the end of this quarter. You might work with the end of a celebration, like you're coming up on graduating your master's or getting a certification. Summer is a good time for you, or fall, or maybe going to the end of the year will be helpful. I want you to choose a time, and I want you to allow your imagination to continue to open up more and more and more about who you will be when that thing that you're manifesting comes to life. And I want you to let the words flow out of you onto your page. There's no wrong way to do this, but then do it again. And you're not going to look at the first page and then just rewrite it. You're going to put yourself back in that date and be like, oh, you know what? I think on that day, I won't be drinking iced coffee because I don't drink coffees in the afternoon anymore. Oh yeah, I remembered that that version of me doesn't have afternoon coffee. Okay, so let your imagination go to, well, what would she be drinking instead? What would she be drinking instead? Oh, okay, maybe fresh squeezed lemon water. Just as an example that your mind will lead the way. Your imagination knows what you want, and it will continue to move things out of the way that don't make sense and call things in that do make sense. But you've got to commit to time with yourself and time with your imagination. Your imagination can be your best friend. Allow it to take you to places that your 3D reality when you're on your screen and typing away on your keyboard and driving in your car and, you know, dealing with the kids and your partner and all the things, you do not have time to be with your imagination. You need to carve out time to be with your imagination. Don't force it. Don't try and listen to something else. Like, just again, silence, pen and paper, allow it to go to a place that you might not even know is possible. Now, if you want to take this to the absolute next level, once you start doing a few scripts and you feel like you're getting pretty clear on how you want this day or this time in your life to be experienced, I then encourage you to take your phone, open up the voice recorder app on your phone, the voice memo app, and read out one of your favorite scripts. Read it out, record yourself saying it in the tone. If this is a version of you that's really calm, then maybe you read it in a calm tone. If this is a version of you that is exuberating love and excitement and joy and possibility, record it in that tone. Record it in the tone you need it. And then listen to it. Hearing yourself, the neural pathways in your mind are going to blitz up. They're going to be so lit up when your brain hears yourself telling yourself what is possible. I promise you, things will just start to fall into place. And you can come back and thank me later because the imagination is just so cool. And I can't wait to hear how this works out for you. You know the drill. I want to talk to you. I want to hear how this is going. Can you send me a message over on Instagram at My Aligned Purpose? I'm Nicole, one half of My Aligned Purpose. I'm the one in the DMs. I would love to chat with you about what are you scripting about? What feels awkward or new or uncomfortable about this? Are you excited to spend time with your imagination? Do you want to share what you're scripting about so that you can tell somebody and be celebrated in it? I would love to hear. And again, my lips would be sealed if you want to keep it between us. Scripting is one of my favorite practices to manifest the people, places, experiences, and things that I desire in my life. We are currently scripting as a whole crew inside of Align CEO Method this month. I can't wait to see what happens for the women inside of our community. A lot of us are scripting for the end of June. We're giving ourselves 3 months to really get into the energy of who we are and what we desire and what we want by the end of spring moving into summer. And I would love to hear from all of you what you're calling in as well. All right. Thanks everybody for joining here. We'll be back on Thursday with Biz Besties this week. Kayla and I are going to be talking about going first, what it means to go first in your friend group, in your family, in your colleagues, in your community, what is required for you to be the bold, brave leader and go first. It's going to be such a great episode. We can't wait to share all the things that we've tried to go first with. We know it will give you some laughs and some insight and always encouragement for you to lead the way for your life as well. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll chat to you soon. Just a reminder that if you are listening to this on Monday, April 15th, there is still time to join us tomorrow, Tuesday, April 16th, at noon PST in our open house / Q&A about our Aligned Retreat. Our Aligned Retreat is an annual retreat that we host publicly. You do not have to be a client of ours to come. This is our fourth year hosting. The first year we were online because everybody was online and locked indoors. Then our first in-person retreat we held at Sparkling Hill. Our second in-person retreat was last year at Brentwood Bay. And this will be our third retreat, hosting it at Oak Bay Beach Hotel, which is a luxury boutique hotel here in Victoria, British Columbia. Come join us and almost 40 other women as we experience powerful somatic tools such as breathwork, EFT tapping, sound bath. We'll have live acoustic concert. And of course, myself and Caleb will facilitate a lot of different trainings and workshops over the weekend. There's goodie bags to be had, chef curated long table dinners and conversations together. Everything is included in your ticket except your accommodation. So when you purchase a ticket to the Aligned Retreat, you will have your breakfast and dinner covered each day that you're with us. You're on your own for lunch, and we give a significant amount of time over the lunch break because we know some people want to head to the spa, go out to the mineral pools, go back to their own room and rest. We don't want to completely fill your day. We want you to come back in the afternoons and feel recharged. So you are on your own over lunch. You can come alone and leave having so many new best friends, or you can bring a sister or your mom or your auntie or a colleague, best friend. It doesn't matter. Come with people, come alone. You will leave with incredible connections, a whole new network. This is not a business retreat. However, there will be mainly entrepreneurial women there. So if you are somebody that is local to Victoria and you want to come out and be surrounded by entrepreneurial women all weekend, come join us the last weekend of May, Friday, May 31st, Saturday, June 1st, Sunday, June 2nd at the Aligned Retreat. The Q&A is happening tomorrow, Tuesday, April 16th at noon PST. We have a Facebook group. You can come join that. The conversation will be happening in the Zoom room. I can link it here in the show notes and just send us a message if you want to come join and hop in on this call as well. All right. Have a great week, everyone.